The word today is against. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. The Bible often depicts the spiritual condition of human life as a war between God and his angels against Satan and the demons, between Christ and his church against people who disobey God, between the Spirit of God in us against our sinful flesh. There is no neutral ground. To be a follower of Jesus, there will be opposition. Here to discuss this important aspect of faith is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Against.
Sometimes people who start learning about the Bible and specifically about Jesus are really surprised at some of the things that he says or some of the attitudes, the mindset that Jesus conveys to other people. We have a good example of this in Luke chapter 11, starting at about verse 14. Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute. When the demon left, the man who had been mute spoke, and the crowd was amazed. But some of them said, "By Beelzebub, the prince of demons, he is driving out demons." Others tested him by asking for a sign from heaven. Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, "Any kingdom divided against itself will be ruined, and a house divided against itself will fall. If Satan's divided against himself, how can his kingdom stand? I say this because you claim that I drive out demons by Beelzebub. Now, if I drive out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your followers drive them out? So then they will be your judges. But if I drive out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come to you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own house, his possessions are safe. But when someone stronger attacks and overpowers him, he takes away the armor in which the man trusted and divides up the spoils." Jesus finished these thoughts with this statement, "He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters." Let's just stop for a moment and consider Jesus' statement in Luke 11, verse 23, where he said in conclusion, "He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters." Now, the immediate situation there was that Jesus had done a fantastic miracle. Who could deny that he was operating under great power when he causes a man who was mute to speak once again, instantaneously? This should have been an obvious sign that Christ is divine, that he was operating under God's authority. And instead, he gets pushback. He gets these individuals that are accusing him of operating under evil influence. There are other individuals that say, "Give us a sign from heaven." Well, what was that? Wasn't that a sign that he just opened a mute man's mouth? Sometimes the reactions to Jesus are just unbelievable. The degree of animosity, hatred, pettiness, foolishness in the hearts of humans is limitless. And Jesus has to deal with this all the time. And Jesus uses this situation to teach a truth. There is no neutral ground. There is nowhere on this earth where there is not the war raging between Satan and the world, and Christ and the church. It is a war. You know, I've been to various parts of the world, and I've seen very desolate stretches of land. These very thin, typically, stretches of land are between sizable fences that can stretch along roads for miles and miles. And usually there was nothing but dirt in between these fences. Oftentimes, the dirt is groomed in a sense, so that you can tell if someone has made it over the fence and set a foot into the dirt. I'm talking about no man's land. This is the area between two areas in conflict that is deadly. It's the war zone, the boundaries that meet in the war zone. Really, what you see happening in Luke chapter 11 here is that this is no man's land. Wherever Jesus goes, he's going to find opposition among humans, disbelief, pettiness, foolishness, all directed against him. Jesus is teaching us in this situation that this is a war that we are experiencing, that he is bringing the fight to Satan's home turf. Now think about this. Have you ever seen individuals that get all upset and disgusted and are hostile and hateful of Christians, and they try to suggest that Christians are going to wreck society or that they're going to take away all the fun in life and all? That's because it's a sin-filled world. And Christians like Jesus are coming in to call people to repentance and calling them to leave a life of sin and to come to God and reform themselves and to become holy and moral. Well, the world doesn't like that, so it becomes a battle. It becomes a fight. And you may have even noticed this between individuals that you are calling upon to come to Lord Jesus. They might hate you. They might despise you. They might ridicule you. That's because this is a spiritual war that is taking place here. Jesus used an analogy in verse 21 and 22. He talked about a strong man armed guards his house and his possessions are safe. In verse 22, he says, "But when someone stronger attacks and overpowers him, he takes away the armor in which the man trusted and divides up the spoils." You know, this healing of this man who was mute, you will notice that it was due to demonic activity. That's not insignificant. You see, Jesus' purpose was to come to invade Satan's turf. Jesus came to this earth in order to reverse the power and the control of Satan. He came directly to defeat, to conquer Satan, and in the process, to take back for himself God's people. You see, that strong man who was guarding his house was Satan, who had deluded the world, led the world into sin, was trying to dominate the world, trying to lead people to destruction and hell. God was not going to let that happen. He sends this world his Redeemer, Jesus, who literally is his force of one, his army of one, to defeat Satan. And Jesus begins right after his fasting in the desert, right after he is anointed by the Holy Spirit in his baptism by John the Baptist. He goes into the desert and already the fight begins. And Satan tries to attack Jesus and get him to stumble by tempting him. And Jesus resists and rebukes Satan. Immediately after that period of fasting for 40 days, Jesus comes back and he begins preaching and healing, and he is on this whirlwind tour through all the region in order to restore people, to heal the lame, the blind, all of these individuals, to cast out demons. This is what he was talking about when he was the stronger man who attacks and takes back the spoils. Those spoils are people. Satan was trying to take and destroy God's good creation, and Jesus was not going to let him. Jesus was going to come back and take back what is rightfully the Lord's. This is a very powerful, dramatic analogy and illustration. But here's the point. It is real warfare. Some of the people who listen to this program, The Word Today, are in danger if they would be caught. Some people who listen to this program or look at it on the internet have to do so cleverly, quietly, because there's people that would hate on them and hurt them or expose them to ridicule and maybe worse. It's a spiritual war. Now, we as Christians do not fight as the world does, as the Apostle Paul says. Our weapons are not knives and guns and bombs. As Christians, our weapon is the Word of God. We attack false beliefs. We expose sin. We call people to repentance. And we also call them to the Lord Jesus, to come to Him for forgiveness, for restoration, for salvation. If this is all new to you, if you've never heard things like this before, I hope that this will start to build a curiosity, a desire to hear more from Jesus. Jesus is wrongly taken by many people to be just another kind of loving, peaceful person who never takes a stand, who just wants to talk about being nice. Oh my goodness. Jesus came to fight for our salvation. And notice what he says. If you're not with him, you're against him. He who does not gather with me scatters. You know, the call is there by Jesus. He calls you to himself, to join him, to assist, to be a part of the Christian church. This is no game. This is life and death for eternity. And thank God that Jesus, the one who was sent to us, took this deadly seriously because he was going to die to redeem us. So I call on you to come to Jesus Christ, to see the importance of this spiritual struggle, and that you will commit yourself to Jesus, that you will be with him, that you will gather with him. I hope that you're motivated to commit yourself to Jesus Christ, to see the power in his love for you and the sacrifice that he gave for you so that you could have eternal life.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.